The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool, so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God, for it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you. Paul or Apollos or Cephas, Caiaphas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belong to you, and you belong to, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. The word of the Lord. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. The Lord's of the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gerasene. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds about the boat. From the boat, sorry, not about the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Simon said in reply, Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in other boats to come and help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so, if you haven't noticed, we've been talking about Simon Peter a lot these last days. And again, we focus on Jesus and his relationship with Peter. And as Jesus says, hey, go out, let's go get some fish. Come on, we've been out all night. Just do as I tell you. And they do. They catch all these fish. And Peter is so astounded at the power of God, he realizes his own sinfulness. And he falls at his feet and says, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. And see, that humility and acknowledging of his own sinfulness was something that happened because of the brightness of God in front of him. Again, people who are closer to God are much more aware of their sinfulness. You know, St. Francis of Assisi, until 2 weeks before he died, thought for sure he was going to hell. Huh? And St. Francis. Why? Not because he was this extra sinful person, but because God's grace was so powerful in him. Right? Again, if you're in a dark room, you don't see much dirt. It's like, it's okay in here. But if the sun is coming in and it's so intense and bright, you can see the dirt even in the air around you, right? You've experienced that and you know that. Because the more intense the sun, the more intense you see the dirt. The more intense God's grace is in a person, the more the person is acknowledging, is aware of his own unworthiness, of his own sinfulness, of his own selfishness. And so it calls us to repent. So the question today is, are you truly aware of the power of God and the greatness of the grace of God in your life so you become aware of your sinfulness? Or do you think, compared to everybody else, I'm pretty good. I go to daily mass. Look at me. We need to focus on God, and then we'll humbly acknowledge our own sinfulness because we'll see it more. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us